Mountain wind blew cold rain through conifer trees. Big sedan, rusty and dented, waddled up my muddy driveway. Diana called to me between east wind and west wind, black hair blown wild in cold wind, pale, high cheekbones, hawk eyes. Words rose to the mountain sky, close against my mountain. Let's go dancing. I said, are you out of your mind? I almost can't walk, and you want to go dancing? She yelled into rain, furiously washing her words. You told me one time death would be the only thing could stop you from dancing. Fierce wind bent pine trees away from dark sky. You don't look dead to me. She warmed by my stove while I got ready. I had said more than that. I knew she remembered. As long as I didn't come down hard on my injured leg, I danced wild, lost my balance sometimes, but Diana caught me, laughed. You're starting a whole new style. By this time next week, catch me, honey. I'm headed for the floor again. We'll be the rage of the ridge. Very late, I drove to her place from the bar in town where we danced together. Helped her to bed. Took her babysitter home. Slept on the floor by her son's crib. She was still a little drunk in the early morning. She said, I'll take you home. Rains turned to snow. Look, windy and cold out there. Trees bent in snow-laden wind. I said, you're still too drunk to drive. I hiked up my mountain alone, saluted the cold sky with my thumb, cut a ride, built a new fire in my stove, assessed the damage I'd done stomping a wooden floor. I walked a lonely mountain that week through new powdery snow, built muscle and stamina. I was ready to go when she came to get me again, end of the week. We weren't lovers anymore. Me busted it up. And poverty helped keep that from starting again. This love meant more to me. Through cold mountain winter, when I walked deepening snow, lonely weeks of pain, uncertain balance. She drove up the mountain weekends, 20 miles up winding road in falling snow. We danced wild together, fed each other love of life. More than enough to live and find our futures.